hadn't been planted, but comes up anyway. It's been planted the year before, and it comes up again the next year.
Well, it's just according to what it is. Mm-hmm. They got stuff around here like that. One fella over here got some, lives right back over here. He got a spring grass that comes up in the spring, mm-hmm. and it when the weather gets hot, it dies out. Mm-hmm. And then he can sow seed, rye, and stuff for the cows to eat, you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever he wants to eat, that'll come up.
What about something like tomatoes or something that just comes up, hadn't been planted?
From a volunteer?
Volunteer tomatoes?
Uh-huh. What other things come up volunteer besides tomatoes?
Well, it can corn.
Uh-huh.
It come up volunteer. Tomatoes. Beans. Peas.
Beans come up volunteer?
Yeah, they come up volunteer.
Mm-hmm. And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you might say, we raise 40.
40 bushels?
And wheat is tied up into a...
I don't know. You know, that's something else. We ain't never had nothing else in this part of the world. Never had nothing like that, wheat and nothing like that in this part of the world.
What about fodder?
Well, we used to pull it off the stalk.
Uh-huh. What would you do with it then?
Well, we'd put it in a house, in a crib.
Uh-huh. Would you tie it up?
Yeah. Pull it off and put it on this stalk and it'd dry, and then if I'd go ahead and tie it up.
Tie it up in what?
In bundles.
Uh-huh.
And then when it got in them bundles, it'd hold it in, put it in the house.
Uh-huh. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You'd have to take it to a machine.
Uh-huh. And
have a machine that separates it.
How does the machine separate it?
Well, it takes a straw and goes one way, and now grain goes the other way.
Mm-hmm. Sam, there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You might say, we'll have to do it. Or you might turn to me and say, instead of saying we, you might say,
has to do something.
Uh-huh. Would you say, me and you'll have to do it, or you and I'll have to do it, or how would you say that?
Well, it's, according to that, something other, I couldn't do myself. I'd have to have some help. Uh-huh. I'd say you and me and you have to do it.
Okay. What if it was some man in you? You'd say,
I'd just tell him that like I did you. He has to help me.
Uh-huh. Would you say he and I, or me and him, or?
I'd say him and I, me and him.
Okay. And you say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants
some help.
Uh-huh. He doesn't want just you or just me. He wants
more help.
Uh-huh. Or would you say he wants all two of us or both of us? Or
you'd say both of us.
Uh-huh. Say if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there and they recognize your voice, you might say, well, it's...
I can call whose name it is. I can say they are.
Uh-huh. Well, they say, is that you? And you say, yeah, that's...
That's me.
Okay. And if it was a man, you say, that's...
me.
Or that's... What you say, was that Jim at the door? And you say, yeah, that was...
yeah, that was me.
Or...
that was... he'd say that was me.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you say? You'd say that was...
one of my friends.
Uh-huh. Say... if you get a telephone call and they say, was that Mary on the phone? And you'd say, yeah, that was...